You know what a wardrobe was? Did folks ever use those?
Yes, they used those too. It was on the same principle as a shift robe.
I see, okay. Now, did you have a room at the top of the house that?
No, sir, we didn't have a room at the top of the house. It was, there was attic, but there was no room.
Oh, okay, well, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, there was no attic, I mean, no rooms livable.
Okay. Now, you say, did some folks have their kitchen off the house?
A lot of families had their kitchen offset from the old homes while they'd have a walkway from the main house to the kitchen.
Okay.
A covered walkway.
And you call that the what? Did they have a name for it?
Nothing, just a walkway.
Okay. Now, if you had a back porch or something like that, what'd you call that?
It would be back porch.
Back porch.
Back porch. Some of them would be a straight back porch. Some back porches would be an L shape. In order to square up the house, while they might have a room that extended on past the last two rooms, and then they just square it up where they put a small back porch to square up the large house.
Okay. Well, they wouldn't have maybe a stoop. Did you ever hear the word stoop used for something?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Now, a lot of old worthless things you're about to throw away. Where'd you keep those? Can you tell me about the buildings, the rest of the buildings at the place, that sort of thing?
Well, we had a regular chicken house. In fact, we had a chicken house that was screened in. And World War One, I presume, while there was a Colonel L.G. built his home.
Yeah.
And he built a chicken house before my dad bought the place, and he even had screened windows or slots to where the chickens could get out and he could shut them up from the varmints. And we had a large two-story barn with a hayloft overhead and stables underneath for keeping the livestock. And usually had a potato kill where we kept our sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Potato bank.
Yeah, somebody told me, now what was a potato bank? Can you tell me about what those were?
Well, my father built one while he just dug down in the ground, approximately a foot deep, and about 4 feet wide, and about 12, 15 feet long.
Okay.
And then wall the sides of the bank to keep it from caving off with heavy timbers. And then built a roof over it, and in the fall of the year, when you go to digging your sweet potatoes, he had one side of it that you would lift off the entire roof. You just lay it over out of the way. You'd start at the rear of the potato bump and start dumping your potatoes in and work to the front. And you would have straw on the bottom. And then when you got all your potatoes in, before you put the top back on, you'd gather straw and cover the potatoes to prevent them from freezing. And then you'd lift the side roof back on, and then you had a door large enough to get in at the front, and that's where you'd go in to get your potatoes to use for the winter.
Huh.
And they would usually keep good that.
Now, did you have a lot of old stuff that you kept or on a farm? People never throw anything away.
Well, not all that much, because back those days there wasn't that much of things that was not usable as it is this day and time. In other words, most of the things back them days was strictly tools to work with, and you didn't have 15 or 20 plastic buckets and metal buckets around. You didn't have a lot of them. You had a well bucket and a water bucket and a dipper and a tea kettle and